Welcome back to the podcast. For those who have been keeping up with us, for those who are new, welcome, welcome. It is, I don't know how many days till Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Today is that day. A few days. I don't know how many days. I'm not
gonna count. Today's the 21st on a Sunday.
Yes, we're recording this on the 21st, so that makes it. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Welcome. Welcome. We're back for our next episode. I'm a little slow right now because I woke up and I've been fuzzy since I woke up, but we're making it through. Anyways, today's episode, I wanted to do a game with you because I said that I think the last episode I brought up, I wanted to play a game, and the name of the game is going to be Would You Rather? And it's going to be sort of a this or that type concept where I'm going to give you two choices and it'll be, would you rather this or would you rather that? And you will then respond with which one you want. I think it would be good if not all of them, some of them I think are very easy to respond with, but I think some of them we can very much have either a debate or a small conversation before we go to the next one. So,
okay. Are you going to participate? Would you rather also?
Yes, of course. I will participate in each question. And that's why we will have these conversations, because I think some of them that I found and came up with, I think some of them we're going to disagree on and thus can spark these conversations. So, all right, let's start with the first one, which is, would you rather have an 8-hour workday 5 days a week or a 10-day, 10-hour workday with 4 days a week?
A 10-day
workday. No. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Or 10 hours a day, 4 days a week.
Okay. I would, if we got off Monday or Friday and gave us a 3-day weekend, I would rather have 10 hours, 4 days a week. Because 3 days, a 3-day weekend would give me more time to do things that I may want to do.
Okay, that's fair. I think for this one, I would agree with you because I do like having 3-day weekends. And I think also it's only an extra 2 hours. So it's not like it's not like it's asking for 12 hours a day because it's only an extra 2 hours. Yeah. Okay. A 9-to-5 turns into a 9-to-7. That's not great. But at the same time, you know, that extra day is kind of all right. And especially because I am more of a night owl as well. So I do prefer nighttime anyways. So a 9-to-7, get out at 7, go have dinner. Why not?
You see, now I get up 3 or 4 in the morning. So if I was working from home, I wouldn't mind a 10-hour workday if I was working from home, because I would probably get up, have breakfast, and then have the whole day to myself afterwards.
That's what I was going to say. That's also a very interesting point, is to recognize what the hours would be like if we chose the hours. That's a whole nother thing as well, is because you get up at, like you said, 3-4, sometimes earlier. So if, let's say, you worked from 5 to 3, you'd be done by 3 o'clock and you'd have the rest of the day. But
yeah, plus they got to throw in a lunch hour there. So,
That would be the other thing, is I think if you'd be working 10 hours, it'd probably be 2 lunch hours, or a lunch and a dinner technically, because there's no way you're going to go that long. Or maybe like a snack hour, like you do in middle school or
elementary. Well, that's for you, Peter, because you eat multiple times.
I need to eat so many times. I eat 4 times a day in terms of meals, let alone the snacks that I have. And then I usually have like a 2 a.m. bowl of cereal. So,
All right.
Next one. Would you rather have a personal chef or a personal butler? Assuming that the butler can't cook, because obviously you could be like, oh, well, give me the butler because he'll cook for me. No. Chef or butler?
Actually, I don't need either because I'm a good cook. And a butler would probably annoy me. So I wouldn't want either.
All right. I would, if we're under the assumption that the cost of it wouldn't mind, like it's been paid for or it is paid for, I would say a chef just because I'd love to have the chef be knowledgeable in areas that maybe I don't know or haven't learned and then can make me exotic or foreign foods that I have not yet tried. I would choose that over a butler because a butler is like, take out my laundry and don't forget to pick up the kids. And I don't really need that.
Yeah, I agree. A personal chef probably would make me dishes that I normally wouldn't make for myself. So I would probably take the personal chef. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Next one.
You know, because I constantly watch the YouTube channel to see how to make dishes I don't know how to make. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know. You tell me about that a lot. And you also like to watch just baking shows in general, like cooking and baking shows.
Yeah.
I do too. I love, for some reason, there's something that's, I don't know, interesting or inviting or enticing. I don't know the right term or word, but I love watching, like on Netflix, there's a bunch of different types of food shows, like foods from around the world, street foods, Asian, or like
on Netflix.
What?
On Netflix or YouTube? Yeah.
Netflix, there's a lot of different food TV shows that are, some of them are simply showcasing just foods from around the world. Some of it is about like all these different cafes and places in Japan or all these different cafes and places wherever.
Yeah.
And it's all specific dishes. And I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I, for some reason, I am in love with it. And not because it makes me hungry, because it does, but I enjoy it. I look at it as almost art. It's just good.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like watching a show that teaches you foreign foods and how to cook cow testicles. I mean, that's pretty good.
Nice. Yeah. You know. Well, actually, yeah, that was one of the ones I recently just watched. It was these people who live in the mountains, and they take the I don't remember what animal they herd sheep and other animals, but then they take this thing from the animal, which is basically a pouch, a skin pouch, and they put meat in there with water and then hot rocks, and they tie the skin pouch to closed, and then it boils and cooks like a crock pot, and then they cut it open and they eat the meat. And it looks great. It looks wonderful. And it's something that they apparently can cook very quickly. It's a nice quick thing. The one thing that I got very grossed out about and I couldn't get past was just before that, they're showing you how they heat the rocks up. The rocks were put on a fire. Where they lived, there wasn't a lot of trees. So a lot of the fire stuff that was like starting the fire and holding the fire was done.
Yeah, cow dung and
right, and so and that's common. That's common to use dung for sort of fire base. But like, so you're using crap rocks to cook your meat, and then you just eat it. They don't wash it; like they cut it open and they just start eating the meat. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, well, if that gets you, you got to watch one of my favorite shows, Mountain Men.
Mountain Men.
There are people that live all over the United States in different parts in rural areas.
Yeah.
And they have to hunt for their food. Could be Alaska, Montana, could be in the actual mountains. They build their own houses. They have to live off the land and hunt. And if they don't get enough fish and deer and catch what they have to catch, rabbits and such, they don't have enough protein for the winter, they're in trouble.
Well, yeah, look, I'm very privileged to say I have gas stoves and trees right here if I ever needed it. But like, yeah, it was, I was watching this. I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. It's so cool. And oh, I love learning. Mm-hmm. And then I see the dung piles and I was like, wow, crap rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just before we started the podcast, I was watching this Italian French chef do fettuccine Alfredo. And that's one of my favorite dishes. The only thing is, like I said, I would probably take a chef over a butler. The only thing is, by the time you buy the ingredients to make it yourself or have him make it, you better go to a restaurant.
Well, that's why I said if it was a personal chef or butler, it was under the assumption that it's paid for. Like, because obviously they're both extremely expensive and not many people really want to pay for that unless you have millions to just blow. So yeah, it was under the pretense that either one, whatever it is, if it's the butler or if it's the personal chef, it's paid for, whether by you magically or by someone else.
Okay. You have another appetizing question?
With food? I don't think so.
No, or anything. I mean,
oh, I've got others. I got plenty.
Where did you get these questions, Peter?
Some of them I came up with, and some of them was various websites. You know, looked up all these different types of questions, and there's a social media account I follow who does art, and for some reason he also would made a little side gig of doing would you rathers, and some of them were pretty good. So I've sort of condensed a bunch of different realms of where I got them in together, because some of them are kind of boring, or some of the ones that like I've seen for years is like, oh, if you could only eat one type of food, what would you eat? It's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to find some of the ones that I think are more either fun short ones that I haven't seen, or more robust ones that are like, these are very interesting.
Okay, let me give you a question.
Okay.
Would you rather have an absolutely gorgeous woman with very little common sense, or a mediocre looking woman who's very, very bright?
So, I'm gonna time out for a minute. I was going to chime in when you said, would you rather have a very gorgeous woman? I immediately was going to go, wow, I've already got that. That's my girlfriend. Then you said, with no common sense. And I was very happy that I didn't say anything because she's a very smart woman. So I was very happy I didn't jump in. I waited for the full bit. To now answer, I would choose the mediocre woman with the smarts, because arguably what's mediocre to one person is a queen to another. And at the end of the day, looks are going to fade and you got to be able to live with that person. So, you know, and not to say that someone who's got no common sense isn't livable with, but not my cup of tea. I want to be able to bounce off and have conversations with them. And if I can't, I'm not going to be able to live with them, not even going to be able to have conversations with them. So I would choose the mediocre with the brains rather than the beautiful with the nothing, with the empty.
I got
one. Would you rather need 50% less sleep or be 50% smarter?
Well, I couldn't have 50% less sleep because I hardly get any sleep. That would give me hardly any sleep.
No, but you would need 50% less sleep, meaning however much sleep you get right now and you feel rested, cut it in half and you would feel just as rested. Okay.
Okay. No, I'd like to be 50% smarter because I would always, you know, I've had a lot of schooling and I have a lot of, you know, a lot of degrees, but I'm 77 and my smarts are fading and I'd like to get 50% smarter.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I would say, and this was one of the questions that I think is interesting, because I was on the recognition that I think you would choose smarter. For me, I would choose less sleep because I'm young and I've got time. in the sense of like, I'm 23, so I want less sleep because that means I can do more or be more and do whatever I want. You know what I mean? If I need 10 hours a day of sleep, like 10 hours, if that's what I need, if I'm getting 8 and I feel fine, whatever. But if, let's say, my body to feel like well-rested and good needs 10 hours, that means I only need 5. That means I can literally stay up till 12:30, 12:45, fall asleep by 1 and wake up by 6 and feel like I've gotten 10 hours of sleep. That's oh my gosh, I would love that. So, and I think that's for me, because I'm, though I am educated, 50% smarter for me now means nothing. Like, I've got so much more to learn and so much more to go. For me to want 50% smarter doesn't really benefit me in the long run. It just skips the, it helps me skip like a year's worth of learning or 2 years worth of learning. Like, you know what I mean?
No, because every day of your life you learn.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. For me, I would rather get less sleep, because if I were to get less sleep but still feel just as good, I can then get even smarter because I will have more time to learn and experience and do these things. But if I were to do the 50% smarter now, it's relative to my own capacity. 50% smarter for you is way more than 50% smarter for me, because I'm 23. I don't have that kind of knowledge, experience, and understanding. So if you were to add 50% more to 2, that's what? 3, right? 50% of 2 is 1. So I'd add that. That's 3. What's 50% of 40?
20.
Add that to 40 is 60. That's your brain capacity versus my brain capacity. So that's why for me, sleep, I would say, would be a better option for mine. And the smarts makes it better for you.
Yeah, okay. That's why we talk about things like this, because you have more time to have your brain as a sponge. I don't have as much time. So I would prefer to instantly get 50% boost in my brain activity.
Well, right. And because you already sleep quite little, so it doesn't, like, for you to get less, it doesn't necessarily mean much. So, all right. This one I think is a pretty easy one. I think I know what you're going to say. Would you rather be always 10 minutes early or 30 minutes? 10 minutes late or 30 minutes early? Everywhere.
Well,
everything and anywhere.
I'm always very early. I mean, That is why, I mean, I get criticized when I'm with people and if I had an appointment, I'm there 20 minutes ahead of time. If I have golf tee off, I'm there 20 minutes ahead of time. All my life, I've always been early. I've always said to myself, you never know what the traffic's going to be. And I was always taught by my dad, who is an executive, it's better to be early than to be late. When you have to meet with people, if they have to wait for you, you're using up their time.
Yeah.
And that's not proper. So I'd rather always be early.
That's fair. I agree with that 100%. When I was in theater, my senior year of high school, the theater director, one of the things she said in one of the first meetings was, on time is late and early is on time. And I said, interesting. And I've tried to follow that to the best of my ability since then. And I love it. I love being early, even if it's 5 minutes. Like, earliness is just, I prefer to be early. Just like you said, you know, I don't mind sitting there for 20 minutes while I wait for that interview or for that whatever. I'd much rather do that than have them wait for me knowing that I just wasted their time. So yeah, I get that.
It's part of being prepared.
Yeah.
When I had a course in my master's program in executive leadership, that was one of the fundamentals. Be early or be gone.
Yeah.
That's what we were told.
So, all right, this one is, would you rather speak 10 languages fluently or master 10 instruments? Master 10 instruments, which means you can play, like, you know, think like Jimi Hendrix on the guitar.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy for me because I have a file filled with songs I wrote 30 years ago that I wish I had instruments that I could put music to. You know, the words, even though, you know, they may not be very good. So I would definitely, I've always admired people who can play instruments. I considered them to be very, very bright. It still puzzles me how somebody can sit down on a piano or any instrument and just play by hearing, you know, by tune or, you know, reading music. Anything that I haven't been able to conquer or do really, really enhances me.
Okay. I struggle with this one because for a long time, because I've seen this question before, for a long time, and even now, I still want to choose 10 instruments. I think learning 10 instruments is great. I've grown up playing music. I played guitar, bass, cello. I sang. I did the ukulele. I tried to teach myself some piano, and then we moved, and I didn't get to use the keyboard anymore. But like, so I've played instruments for a good portion of my life. But there's something sort of underlying that makes the 10 languages enticing. I don't know. This one's difficult for me because the 10 instruments I think is a great thing that I could use the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like I could, assuming whatever it is, let's say you choose the instruments versus the language, whichever one you pick, you keep your whole life, right? You don't lose it. You don't forget them. You just remember them. The instruments is something I can do till the day I die. The languages, I need someone to converse with for me to use those languages. So
yeah, and it, like now I'm by myself with your grandmother passing away. If I was able to play multi instruments, I could entertain myself. I mean, I right. can listen to music, but I could write and play and, you know, add music to my writing and
right.
I can
right.
entertain yeah. myself.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately where I was leaning to, is I think I'd still pick the instruments, but there is something in like sort of enticing about the languages, though I must go with the instruments. So
yeah, interesting question.
All right, this next one I think is going to be a good one for us. Would you rather live in a world with no wars or no poverty?
That is a problem. You know why? Because poverty usually brings on wars.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for, I was hoping you would pick that up. Yes.
Yeah.
This one was a bit of a trick question because I wanted to see if you would bring that up. And if you didn't, I was going to talk about it.
Yeah. So I would rather live without poverty because a happy people, happy countries wouldn't necessarily want to go to war with one another.
Agreed.
And
naturally,
I don't want to have wars, but if you look back in history, in the socioeconomic vein of things, people who are starving or societies that are not doing well will always find some crazy leader who will, you know, bring them to a war against the haves and the have-nots. So yeah. I would rather have a world without poverty.
Okay, I agree with you 100%. That's exactly where I was going to take it. That's it. Yeah, I agree.
Good question.
Thank you. So would you rather live without music or color? And this kind of sucks for the people who are colorblind because they already live without color. And this sucks for the deaf people because they live without some music. They can still hear music through vibrations though, so.
Music without color? Oh, gee, I don't know. I mean, when we're talking about color, we're talking about you go outside, you see beautiful flowers and trees, and there's paintings and people of different shades. Everything has color. When I was younger, there was no color TV. We watched black and white, but black and white is color. So,
well, all right. So then let's rephrase this a little bit, because to say no color without color would mean like everything is one shade, one absolute color. No, because then you're basically saying blind or deaf. Let's say you're colorblind and everything sits between a gray to black monochromatic scope. Okay. And with no music doesn't mean no hearing. It just means no music.
Okay, you know I love music. I have a big music collection. Even before all the music streaming went on. But music or color? I can do without music. If I had to, I could not do without color.
Interesting. Wow. I think I'd probably go the other way around. I think I would keep the music and then I would get rid of color, sadly.
Yeah, if you would have asked me this question 10 years ago, I would have said music. Mm. But now with all this crappy rap going on, rap music, I could do without it. I prefer the color, you know. Okay. So I would miss my Sinatra and I would miss all my old songs, but I like my color. I like to see beautiful flowers and paintings and way people dress with their colorful outfits and such.
That's fair. Okay. So
tough question.
It is a tough question. I agree. All right. Next one would be,
what did you select?
I said I would live without color. I'd keep music under the assumption that we get to start from this point. Like if you say start from the beginning of life, then obviously I would do no music because, honestly, it doesn't matter. I'd probably choose color. I would probably choose live without color regardless, because if I was born like that, I wouldn't really care what I was missing. But if we go from where we are now, I would choose live without color. So, all right. Would you rather find the cure for every physical or mental illness?
Is physical cancers included, did you say?
Physical would be anything that is bodily. So cancers, COVID, flus.
This is a tough question, because a lot of people who have mental illness eventually will get physical illness from their mental illness.
And additionally, people who have physical illnesses sometimes acquire mental illnesses due to those physicals.
Yeah, but since your grandmother, my wife, passed away probably from cancer, and all my life I keep hearing there's going to be a cure for cancer. Jerry Lewis used to run telethons for muscular dystrophy every year and raise millions and millions. And we've never gotten a cure, yet we get a vaccine in a few months for COVID. It's not a cure, but I would rather go a physical.
Hmm.
I hate to see all there's a lot of people, I see these ads with young people with cancer and them dying at a young age. I would like to see physical ailments go away.
Yeah. I agree with the additive factor of what you were saying, but also the idea that, like I was saying before, I think a lot of physical illnesses pair with some mental illnesses, you know, depression, anxiety, personality disorders, various issues in these regards can be caused or influenced by physical illnesses by the person or people around them. So I think to eradicate physical illnesses, and this is not to say that it makes people live forever. It's things like cancer or diseases, not like amputees, because that's not an illness. That's like, or, well, actually,
that would cause mental illness.
That would cause mental illness, but I would choose physical over mental, because I think the pairing of mental illness with physical would not heal, but would help over, by choosing to get rid of physical, I would, by association, get rid of some mental. Versus if I got rid of mental, that doesn't necessarily guarantee the same flip side. So I would choose physical with you.
Yeah, because I could see it in myself. I'm 77. I have physical disabilities, although I'm pretty good for 77, but they cause me to wonder. And if I was a lesser person, they could cause mental despair, you know. So definitely say physical.
And, you know, it's tough because people think, some people call it a disorder, but some people just call you universally sexy. So it's tough living that life, you know, for you.
That's right.
Really tough. It's such a disabling thing for you.
that is true. I mean, your grandmother passed away 3.5 years ago, and I still love her. She's deep in my heart, and I still wear a wedding band because, you know, I'm so universally sexy. I got to keep all those women on walkers away from me.
Right. They've been contacting you ever since. So you got to keep boarding the doors up.
That's right. I mean, I have to, you know, wonder, do you still drive? Can you see good? Can you drive at night? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Got to go through the checklist.
That's
All right. So this one's a complete shift in mood. Would you rather slap your mom or get arrested for $1 million?
I would never slap my mom at any point. I would never hit a woman unless I had to because she had a gun on me or was trying to physically harm me and I couldn't prevent her from doing so. So that's not even a choice.
So you'll get arrested for $1 million.
Yeah.
All right.
I would never hit my mother, or I would never strike a woman unless I had to protect myself, life and death.
Oh no, I'm winding back. That's going to be a heavy wind back, and that we'll get full rotation into that. I can pay her any medical bills. I'll drop with the $1 million. It'll be all right. She'll be okay. I'll just give her some. Because for me, I can't get arrested. I got a job. I got to apply for jobs. I can't have that crap on my record. Why were you arrested? Oh, it's for $1 million. Oh, that makes it fine. No, just wind that shit back and go for it. Give her a couple, you know, give her a couple tens of thousands and she'll be fine. Put her on a nice vacation for a week, give her $10,000, $20,000, and there you go.
No, I couldn't. I wasn't brought up. I understand what you're saying.
That's why I chose this one, because I was waiting to see what your response would be, and I knew it was going to be the, you know, you were raised in a way where you respect your parents and you don't lay hands on them, and especially women. Like, again, this is not to say that I condone hitting women, not at all. I don't, that's awful. But at the same time, for $1 million, if all I got to do is slap my mom, I'm fucking winding up. Absolutely. I would hope she'd do the same. I would hope she'd do the same because.
It's
a slap. It's like, you know, it's like the people used to go, oh, would you rather eat a spider or lose a finger? It's like, I'm gonna eat the spider because I eat it, I vomit, we're done. or I lose a finger for the rest of my life, and now I can't pick my nose. Like,
so. Yeah, well, you know, you could ask your mom. I never laid a hand on her, ever. As a little girl, ever. She was a good girl, but, you know, girls growing up can be challenging. I mean, you know, if you would ask me about hitting a man or a male, I like to smack the crap out of your father, but I would never, ever hit a woman unless I had to protect myself.
Oh, my God. yes, that's understandable. Yeah, understandable. Would you rather have free plane tickets or free hotels?
Depends. What hotel really? You going to? Yeah.
It's free hotels, any hotels. Every hotel you go to is free.
Well, a plane ticket is one cost from one from A to B. So, you know, it's a fixed cost.
Yeah.
And if you get to a certain place, you may want to go to multiple hotels. And that could be multiple expenses. So I would rather have my hotels and my hotel bills covered.
Well, yeah, hotel rooms, meaning the bills that come with the room.
Oh, without a doubt.
I would put it, yeah, the bills that cover the room, free.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, if you take the most expensive plane ticket is fixed. If you want to go to different places and you go to a hotel, you can charge up dinners.
Well, no, that's the thing. Just the room. No.
Okay, so the better hotel.
No amenities. You can't like get room service for free. You can't get like the fridge that has the wine in it. You can't have that for free. That you have to pay for. Just the rooms.
Okay. So I would choose a hotel that I normally could not afford. Might go for a penthouse, maybe you know, a few thousand dollars, $10,000 a night, things like that, which I actually had one time. I told you the story. I used to go with your grandmother and another couple to Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And one weekend, I think I told you the story, I went to Bally's Park Place, which I had never been before. And I walked in and I was a pretty good gambler, you know, and I walked in and I had said to your grandmother, we'll just have some good meals. I'll hang around with you while you play the slots. I'm not going to really gamble. And we get to Bally's Park Place and they say, I was at another hotel. It was a holiday weekend and they could only book me for 2 days and I wanted five. So they got me the room at Bally's Park Place in Atlantic City. I go to Bally's Park Place. Oh, Mr. Firestone, so glad to see you. Ooh, I shouldn't have given my last name. Anyway, I get there and they take me up and it's a suite. 3-4 rooms with a piano and a butler. And I look at your grandmother and I say, let me see what this costs. And I take a look on the door. They have, you know, the prices, $1,700 a night without butler. And I go downstairs.
And mind you, hold on. This was what year?
Oh, I would say, I don't remember, 15 years ago.
Okay, so like 2000, around 2005 to 2004. Okay.
It had to be before 2000, probably in the late 1990s, because we had moved in 2004.
Okay, so let's say 97.
Yeah, okay. So I looked at your grandmother, I said, oh my gosh, I mean, I got a couple of thousand in my pocket. Let me go downstairs. I go to the desk and I said, why am I getting this remote? Don't worry about it, Mr. Fias. It's comped. It's comped. Why is it comped? I have no idea why it's comped. Go upstairs, it's comped. I know if I'm going to be there for a couple of days, I got to give the butler at least $200 a day, you know, as a tip, which I didn't care. And I take a look, and everything is comped in the room. I mean, everything, wine, liquor, there was food, everything. I go downstairs again to the desk, and he says, no, everything is comped. I said, I tell him my name. No, you're covered, you're comped. I go upstairs. We hardly gambled. And I said, I said to your grandmother, I'm embarrassed. Let's get out of here because they probably expect me to go for about $25,000 down here.
Yeah.
And I left. And to this day, I don't know why I was comped. So I would rather take one of those type of rooms and know it's all taken care of except for the food. I can pay for my own food. And it was, you know, would have been wonderful if you don't have to worry that you're going to get a bill for, you know, $3,000 a day.
I was going to say $1,798 is now $3,000 today.
Oh my God.
That's wild. I would agree with you in terms of choosing the hotels over the planes, because like you said, a plane is a fixed price. And also, even if a plane to the farthest place is $1,000.
It could be $2,500, $3,000.
Well, all right. So let's say we wanted to fly first class to wherever, and it's $3,000.
It's fixed.
But it's $3,000. That's it. If I want to now stay at a nice hotel in front of a nice beachfront resort or whatever, and it's $5,000 a night, that's it. I've already made money back technically. So yeah, free hotels, I would 100% agree with. And arguably you then wouldn't have to buy a house because then you could just live at hotels. But I'm thinking more of like, I'm now looking for loopholes. So
yeah.
This one is, I think, on par with the slapping one. Would you rather find $100 floating in a public toilet or $20 in your own pocket?
$20 in my own pocket.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't need $100 from a floating toilet. I don't know what germs are there. I'd have to wash the $100 bill. I wouldn't want to take anything out of anybody's toilet.
I would go for the $100. I'd go for
when we're a different economic
situation. But that's again why I picked this one, because I knew you were going to pick 20. I'd pick the 100. I'm shoving my hand down there like it's nobody's business. Absolutely. Okay.
Did you ever play dunking for apples?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have $100 in your pocket or have to dunk with your teeth in the toilet for $500?
Oh, $100. I'm not doing that. That's my limit. Here's the difference. My hand, if I get dookie on my hand, I can wash my hand. I'm not going to wash the dookie out of my mouth. Like, I'm going to be scarred with that. Plus, it's $500. If you said, no, I don't even think I'd do it for $5,000. I don't know. No, I'd go for the hand. I'll stick my hand in a public toilet for $100 easy. I'm not bobbing for no dookie dollars. Absolutely not. Nope. Thank you, though. Good try.
Yeah. Remember, it depends. I mean, I diapered my son. I've diapered you. I've diapered your sister, Eleni, and I've gotten it on my hands. I've gotten it on my shirt. I've gotten it. And if there was money lying in the dookie, it's my family's dookie. I'd wash it. You know, I would say, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You know.
All right. All right. What else?
These questions better get better.
What do you mean? They're so good. would you rather visit the International Space Station for a week or visit a hotel at the bottom of the ocean for a week under the assumption that you are healthy and you won't get health complications from either one, and the pressure from space versus the pressure at the bottom of the ocean, none of that is an issue. You're visiting and it's a good time and you can visit one or the other.
Oh, that's easy to me. I'd rather be in the space station.
Same. Why?
I want to look down on Earth. I want to see just how small up. Yeah, how small our planet is, and what it looks like from outer space, and get a closer look at the, the stars and other systems.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. That one's short and easy. Would you rather be? No, I'm not going to do that one. That one's kind of dumb. This one, your
dumb is good. Dumb is good.
No, it's just would you rather be Batman or Iron Man? And I would choose Iron Man because Batman is just a sad orphan who wants to play whatever, and Iron Man's way cooler.
I agree.
Exactly. All right, this one you're probably going to understand more than me because you watch more cooking stuff. Would you rather get cooking lessons from Gordon Ramsay or Ina Garten? I don't know if you know Ina Garten.
I know her.
Okay, so would you rather get lessons from Gordon or Ina?
Ina. I can't stand Gordon Ramsay.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't. You know why? I've seen one of his shows where he's a bully.
Oh, yeah. He's a lot nicer now. And
I know.
Also, just so you know, when he bullies the hell out of people in that Hell's Kitchen show, a lot of that was dramatized because the network wanted to sell it to American public that he was this angry Brit, because he had a British version, and he was calm as hell. He was only angry for the American version because that's what the producers asked him to do.
Yeah, I understand it was set up, but if I was there and being embarrassed in front of millions of people, I'd probably hit him in the face with a pie. You know, I don't like to treat people that way or be treated like that myself.
That's fair. That is totally fair. I would pick Gordon Ramsay just because I don't know Ina. So I'd pick Gordon Ramsay because I know him, I've seen him, and I like his stuff. So.
Yeah, I like the stuff too. I didn't care for him.
So,
if you ask me Bobby Flay, I'd love to hang out with Bobby Flay. I mean, Bobby Flay is a Manhattan boy who owns racehorses and owns multiple restaurants, who's won the Breeders' Cup. And he's my kind of guy, but not Gordon Ramsay.
I did not know he did all that. Wow. I didn't know he did all that. Interesting. Would you rather see through all lies or have all of your lies be believed?
Well, considering I've probably lost money with people lying to me, and I've probably been in relationships that broke up.
It's under the assumption that you would get this power now. You don't get to go back in time.
I still would like to see through lies.
Interesting. Okay.
I could curtail my lying.
Okay. I think I would like to see through lies as much as having my lies be believed.
So you agree with me?
I agree with you because here's the thing. it's sort of like the dark side versus the good side with this question, because for me, in my age, I could lie my way up to the presidency and people would believe me. And at some, and arguably, since my lies would be believed, if we take this to its absolute maximum capacity, I could end up playing God. You know, I can, anyone who listens to me and I say, no, it's going fine. Or, you know, yes, we're going to do that. And I can basically turn my ability to lie into the ability to basically play God and control people, society, humanity, and whatnot. Because then, you know, you lie your way up to the White House. And then as president, you lie your way through UN meetings. And they, you lie to them about other stuff, and then you lie to the public, and therefore it starts to create this thing where you can then shape the what's going on. But at the same time, you can lie your way up, and you can simply be like, oh yeah, your best friend told me he's supposed to give you he's supposed to give me $1,000, and then you just get $1,000 from anyone you say that to, and because they believe it. So,
yeah, well, you know, I always,
it's a fast track that I think is very difficult versus seeing through people's lies. Is, you know what? I'm changing my answer. I want my lies to be believed because seeing through people's lies is great. And I think it's a genuine and noble choice, but you, that one only works if people are lying to you.
So versus, that doesn't always work.
Because it only works if people are lying to you. That's why you can see through people's lies.
It doesn't always work. Look at Trump. He lied like a dog.
No. I'm saying if you choose the see through people's lies, that one will only work if someone's lying to you. So therefore, it's only usable if someone's lying. Versus, if you are you good?
Yeah, I'm down to 20%.
Oh, okay. We're rounding the end here anyways. You're fine. For those who don't know, for those who are listening on Spotify or Apple Music, we also record on YouTube, and we have our videos up. So if you'd like to go, you can go check us out there. But his video went dark, so that's why I asked.
I think
the difference though is we're under the assumption it says all of your lies will always be believed, always, meaning what you say is believed. So if I say I am the second coming of Jesus, I will be believed by whoever. If I lie and say something, I will be believed. I would choose my lies being believed, because at a certain point,
so you'd like to be like Trump.
No, I would not.
Yeah, well, he likes his lies to be believed.
That's not a great comparison to make.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. Just because he likes his lies to be believed doesn't mean that because of that. So, and poor comparison, because he's doing it for personal gain. The reason I'm bringing it up is I think it would just be more fun, and I think it would also have the capacity to do so much good, because you can lie your way into stopping wars, and you can lie your way into ending certain disparities between people and societies that I think would greatly, greatly benefit, or would just be fun.
I always believe this. Not white lies, but serious lies. I always believed that once you lie, it's the basis for cheating. Then the cheating is the basis for stealing. And then you got to lie to get out of the stealing. Otherwise, you're going to prison. So I would prefer not to be caught lying. I would rather be able to catch people who are lying.
That's fair. Well, that's I understand that. I think, remember though, this would you rather is your lies are always believed. There's no one will ever be able to discover that you're lying. Only you know you're lying. So
okay,
but that's okay. Why I would choose. Okay. So all right, let's do one or two more.
Okay, I got the charger on here.
Oh, okay. Where was I? I lost my Would you rather have the details of your financial life or your love life be made public?
Say that again?
Would you rather have your financial life or your love life be made public? Now, financial or love includes everything. Everything from 15 to 77. So, love or financial?
Oh, that's a toughie.
This one weighs more on you because you have a long experience with both versus me. No. I would choose financial because I don't have a financial life right now. I've got nothing to lose for my financial life.
I understand. No, but when you talk about love life, it's always that you're always having love, making love or having a love with another person. So if your love life is made public, so is theirs.
Yes.
So I would have to, I don't like the question, but I would have to go financial, even though I don't like the question, because I'd rather pull a Trump where he doesn't want anybody to know his financial business. But, I know for a fact that women don't. My AirPods went just now.
Oh, it's okay. I can still hear you.
Oh, what do I do now?
Nothing. You're good. Keep going.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I can hardly hear you.
Oh, that's probably because your AirPods are still working.
Yeah. I would have to say I would financial. I would not want to embarrass a person that I'm in love with.
Okay, that's fair. I think I would do financial. If I had a financial life that was long-standing, I would probably still choose financial over love because I am in the same boat as you. I think love life is way more intimate and it involves another person and it's not something that I would want public. Obviously, I'm an open person and I'm not going to hide things, but like I don't want my love life open like that. All right. Last one.
Okay, I don't have your picture. I only have my picture. I went to speaker.
What do you mean? Okay, so now I have you. Oh, there okay. You go.
You're back.
You're so, back. Last one. Lose all of your teeth or all of your hair? Which one would you rather?
All of my hair. I've already lost most of my teeth. So it doesn't bother me. I would rather lose all my hair because.
It's all hair. It's all hair. Eyebrows, eyelashes, nose hair, everything.
I'd rather lose all my teeth then, because you can always get false teeth. I would rather keep whatever wonderful hair I have.
What if you... No, because then you wouldn't be able to eat. I was going to say, what if you couldn't get false teeth? No, you have to get false teeth, because then you can't really like eat. Okay, so...
Then I'd gum it.
So you would pick lose all your teeth.
Yes.
I would pick... Damn it. No, I was going to say pick... I was going to lose all my hair to keep my teeth, but now I forgot about false teeth. Yeah, I would lose all my teeth. Fuck it. Get false teeth, here it is. Absolutely.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that was. I would definitely pick the fall. I would lose all my teeth to keep my hair, and then I would just get new set of chompers.
Well, don't you have any spicy questions?
Spicy questions? We can, this is part, this is the first one. If you want to do another one, I can get more questions. There's plenty of this. I didn't know the scope of where and how we're doing this. So I started with some very, like, some are intellectual, some are stupid, like the $20 in a toilet or the $100 in a toilet. I had to feel it out. If you want more or you want crazier ones, I can find them. We can do a round two of this. 100%.
Oh, okay.
So we will do a round two of this, and I will come with spicy questions. Let's preface. What is your definition of spicy?
A definition of spicy would be spicy.
What does that mean? What do you mean by spicy? Give me an example.
I can't give an example right now.
Okay. All right. I'll figure it out.
I always got to remember this. Whatever I say reflects on you, and you're still in the job market.
Thank you. I see what you mean by spicy now. Okay, I see now. I will find ones that, shall we say, are semi-spicy, because I can't. I know the ones that you want to talk about, and I'm not bringing those in. So no, I will not be doing those. I will do other ones. Yes, we will do a round two. For anyone who's listening or watching, thank you for watching/listening. We are on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and YouTube, all with the same name. If you're on YouTube, comment any ideas you have or anything that you liked or didn't like, any of the Would You Rathers, comment your Would You Rathers that you thought were, that you put your choices down below. If you are on Spotify or Apple Music, subscribe to us, follow us, and then go on our YouTube and comment ideas that you have. If you have a video idea that you want us to do. Yeah. Follow, subscribe, do it all. Like the button. I don't know. I'm not a YouTuber. So with that, we will be back in 2 weeks, because we do bi-weeklies.
Yeah. And all my followers in Florida, get busy. Start watching these podcasts.
Hell yeah. Start watching these podcasts. Okay. And tell your friends, tell your kids, tell your wives, husbands, yeah. Everyone in between.
Peace out.
Peace out.